City of the Rats. There was another howl, and another. Wolves, hissed Jasmine. We cannot outrun them. They are almost upon us. She tore two more torches from her pack and thrust them into the flame of the one she already held. They will fear the fire, she said, pushing the newly burning sticks into Leif and Barda's hands. But we must face them. We must not turn our backs. We are to walk backwards all the way to Tom's shop, Leif joked feebly, gripping his torch. But Jasmine did not smile, and neither did Barda. He was staring back at the dead tree glimmering white in the distance. They did not make their move until we were past that tree, he muttered. They wished to prevent us climbing it and escaping them. These are no ordinary wolves. Be ready, Jasmine warned. She already had her dagger in her hand. Leif and Barda drew their swords. They stood together, the torches held high, waiting. And with another chorus of blood-curdling howls, out of the darkness surged what seemed a sea of moving pinpoints of yellow light. The eyes of the wolves. Jasmine lashed her torch from side to side in front of her. Leif and Barda did the same, so that the road in front of them was blocked by a moving line of flame. The beasts slowed, but still moved forward, growling. As they came closer to the light, Leif could see that indeed they were no ordinary wolves. They were huge, covered with shaggy, matted fur, striped with brown and yellow. Their lips curled back from their snarling jaws, and their open, dripping mouths were not red inside, but black. He counted them quickly. There were 11. For some reason, that number meant something to him, but he could not think why. In any case, there was no time to worry about such things. With Barda and Jasmine, he began to back away, keeping his torch moving. But for every step the companions took, the beasts took one too. Leif remembered his weak joke. Are we to walk backwards all the way to Tom's shop? He had asked. Now it looked as though they might be forced to do just that. The beasts are driving us, he thought. The beasts are driving us. They are not ordinary wolves. There are 11. His stomach lurched. Barda, Jasmine, he hissed. These are not wolves. They are... But he never finished. For at that moment he and his companions took another step back. The great net trap that had been set for them was sprung, and they were swung, shrieking, into the air.